Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So this evening we'll be continuing our discussion on the nectar of devotion, which is our book of the month. So if you don't have it, you need to get it. And we'll be explaining a little more details about what this book contains, and hopefully that will motivate us ourselves to read more and to perhaps pick up a copy for ourselves or for a friend. Also, we have many available outside. So before we begin, because this is a summary study of a Rupa Goswami's work, we'll be invoking the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and we can just chant along. Na na shastra vicharanai gunipuno sadharma samstapako lokanam itakarno tribhuvane manyau sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandina Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Shri Guyugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. So, as was indicated in some of our previous discussions on this book, one of the primary points of meditation before we begin is where this book is coming from. Srila Rupa Goswami is considered our Krishna conscious movement is conducted under his guidance. So for those of us who are practicing or visiting for a long time, that means we have a big responsibility and duty to investigate the writings of Rupa Goswami and his character. And as we approach the acharyas and invoke their mercy in understanding this knowledge, the idea is that we can actually develop a relationship that will help in our progressive devotional march. So Rupa Goswami is extremely merciful by compiling these literatures for all of humanity to deliver this science of Krishna consciousness. It's stated in the Nectar of Instruction, anyone who's eager to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna should be eager to actually understand the writings of the six Goswamis. In other words, we don't actually have access. We may come to the temple and we can take darshan, but unless we're aware of the writings of the acharyas, that access will not be so readily available. It's not so easy to understand Krishna, even though we have an idea of who he may be. So I just wanted to begin by sharing a personal story of my experience with this book. I was in college, in the College of Charleston in South Carolina, and I was studying a lot of philosophy. I was trying to really find out the absolute truth, what's it all about. I studied many different major religions, and I had gotten a lot into what's called Vedanta or the Upanishads. Although I had not yet come across any of Srila Prabhupada's books, I felt myself very confident and sure of the ultimate goal of life, which was liberation and the Brahman realization. This was my targeted goal of life. And that we see so prominent. Actually, without Srila Prabhupada's books, we may not have any other access to the actual process of bhakti. So in my meditational pursuits, I was feeling very satisfied with all my different books and my own kind of creation of practice and meditation on whatever it was. It probably varied every day. But it was according to the modern theory that, you know, anything you practice is good for you. So I felt quite sure. But then I happened to be in my university library, and thankfully to the disciples of Prabhupada, one of these big books was there in the bookshelf. And in my usual studies of random books, I pulled this one out, and I was so grateful, even to this day, because I can still recall one of the passages that I opened up to. Oh, I actually checked it out. I took it back to my apartment, and I was going through, and I just came across a few statements before I really got into it, and they were so powerful that it completely changed my path in spiritual life. And that statement was that above the four goals of life, karma, artha, moksha, and dharma, above these four goals, there's actually a supreme, paramount, fifth goal of life, and that is pure love of Godhead. And so I had been raised in a Christian upbringing, so I certainly appreciated the idea of love of God, but I was yet to find any sort of authoritative writings on the matter. So when that when I finally read that statement, it was a complete transformation I had had, because everything else was lacking, that crucial element of the perfection of life, actual love. The Brahman realization or the transcendentalists engage in that path is more of an impersonal path. So to have that one statement, it really kind of transforms my approach. And so that's why it's such a wonderful book, and that's just a tiny example of the thousands of references in here that have the power to actually rectify all of any misconceptions we may have about the path of bhakti. So one of the interesting points about this book is that it's actually called The Complete Science of Devotion. So science, we sometimes have different understandings of what science is, but we can imagine like a scientist. If someone wants to become competent in a field, it actually requires a lot of research and intelligent inquiry, examination, experiments, in order to come out with the proper conclusion. So in the realm of spiritual life, it's no different. As we mentioned before, in the beginning we can come to the temple and we can have an idea of Krishna or God and bhakti, but if we actually want to make substantial progress, then it is necessary to actually begin to understand the science. So I was considering kind of like a runner. In the beginning, it may seem very simple. Okay, I'll just run. But later on, if one actually wants to get to the higher realms of understanding the intricacies, he may have to get a trainer, and he may have to get the right type of shoes and learn the proper strides and the different techniques of stamina and all of these things. So similarly for bhakti also, it's very simple, Prabhupada said, but at the same time, it's very complex. The intricacies are very diverse. So this book is very essential for anyone who wants to make any sort of progress. And we'll try to touch on a few of the points. This book is actually a summary study of Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And that's literally translated as the nectar that is derived from the ocean of devotion. Kind of rhymes. But it's a very deep title, because the idea is that the process or the actual experience of nectar is well known amongst, the terminology is well known amongst the devotees, but amongst the outside world, there's actually no such thing as nectar. There's rather a very bitter or pale taste. But in spiritual life, actually, one gets the experience, because that's what we're all seeking in this material world, is everyone is after actual happiness. So the taste of the ocean derived from bhakti is what this book was originally styled by Rupa Goswami. And we can understand that Rupa Goswami and the other acharyas were actually tasting that nectar. It's compared to an ocean. So they themselves are situated in that ocean, and then they're beginning to describe that ocean to us, so we can get a glimmer of what that is like. It's explained that actually by that tasting that bliss of actual contact, of devotional service with our hearts, that it's actually so enlivening that any other happiness or desires we may have go away. They're considered very hardly noticeable. And so there's a devotee some of us may know, but he explained it very nicely. His name is Govinda Prabhu. And he said, when you go to Vrindavan, all of your problems just go away. So he just very summarized it so concisely that one who's approaching this process of devotion or devotional service bhakti, when that contact is made, actually any kind of issues, anxieties one may be having, and that's actually the nature of this world, is always something is not right, especially in Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel. So many little dissensions are there. Prabhupada said whenever there's two men in Kali Yuga, there will be some disagreement. So the fact that there's something that you just taste a little bit and immediately all of your problems go away is very profound. And that's what Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada are here to deliver to all of us, is that process. Just by tasting, all of our miseries for so many lifetimes can be permanently eradicated. I also had a friend who came to the temple. We recently visited him for a meditation meeting in DeKalb. His name is Juan. And he just associated with us a few times, but he couldn't stop hearing this word nectar. For somehow all the devotees, we were talking amongst ourselves or to him, and the word kept coming out, nectar. And those outside of devotional service, they don't really hear that word very often. So then I asked him the next day or so, I said, Prabhu, can I get your email? He said, yeah, it's nectar129 or something. I was like, wow, nectar. That's just kind of what we're talking about. It's like, yeah, I just made it. I really love the word. You know, I really like what it's about. So that's the idea, is that there's no taste of nectar in material life, but immediately it's so attractive. And we'll learn more about that in some of Rupa Goswami's writing about the process of devotional service. So we've already had, I think, at least two classes kind of giving an introduction about Rupa Goswami in this book, and then last week, I understand, was a little bit about the preface in the first chapter. But we'll just go over some of the table of contents to give kind of a few little insights of what is actually contained in this masterpiece. There's many different parts, but the first part, we can understand, keeping in mind that this is the scientific approach and that these ingredients are very necessary for our progressive march in devotional service. We can really appreciate what is contained in this book, because without having this, the process of bhakti would remain like a cloud, like so many other philosophies. So therefore, Prabhupada continually emphasized the importance of the nectar of devotion. Part one, the first section, characteristics of pure devotional service. So in other words, how can we even know what pure devotional service is unless we have some information of it? Unless we hear about pure devotional service from someone, we'll have no idea what the actual goal of our practice is. We may just go along for years, even lifetimes, and we may not even know what the ultimate goal is. So here in the first chapter, the first section, this is explained. What is pure devotional service? The definition is given. The next is the first stages of devotion, how we can understand what the process is actually and where we are. The eligibility of the candidate for accepting, what is required of us if we want to accept this process of devotional service, and how it actually surpasses all liberation. So this is a very essential piece of knowledge, because as we were indicating, so many schools of thought are out there. The purity of devotional service, how to discharge devotional. There's a chapter called How to Discharge Devotional Service. I mean, does it get any easier? This is just what we need in the material world. We're so confused by some the chapters here. How to discharge devotional service. How to avoid offenses, further considerations. This is a nice chapter. Techniques of hearing and remembering. The goal of life is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. How do we do that? We may have some idea, but to have a detailed explanation would be most valuable to those who are serious. And later chapters also include the higher levels of bhakti, the higher levels of devotion, spontaneous devotional service. When our practice is no longer guided by rules and regulations, but actually becomes natural. So what this book is actually explaining is actually how to get in touch with our real self, how to uncover who we are, because it's explained Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sada Kabunaya Shravanada Sudha Chete Karaya Udaya. Within the heart of every living entity, pure devotion is already existing. Pure love for Krishna is already there. So by examining this book, we're actually examining who we are. What is our actual state of consciousness, our original consciousness? And without that, we remain in material existence. So the spontaneous devotion is there, ecstatic love, and finally, in the section, devotional service and pure love of God. It's explained what is the nature of prema bhakti, the ultimate goal of life. And one of the reasons this text is also so glorious is how there's so many scriptural references explaining each of these principles. Rupa Goswami has just loaded this with so many nectarian examples and instances from the Shastra that actually enliven us just by reading. Some of my first reading of this was on traveling Sankirtan, and our Sankirtan leader made the point that we had been doing our regular program, and one day he just said, you know, actually we should be reading Nectar of Devotion 20 minutes every evening. Prabhupada said that. So I've never seen the reference, but if your Sankirtan leader says that, then you have to follow. So we began reading, and it was just such a wonderful experience, and we found that the more we would kind of endeavor to serve, and the more we would really put our heart into our devotional service, then the reading of this would become so much more pleasurable also. There's really nothing greater than in the evening just hearing about the devotional ecstasies of the Lord's devotees and their contact with Krishna and how the different stages are analyzed. So also as we practice in devotional service, we'll begin to relish these topics more and more. So we've already discussed some of the preface, but there's a very nice paragraph here I just wanted to share. It says, Lord Chaitanya's principle is universal. Lord Chaitanya, I think we have some new people here. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Chaitanya is another form of Krishna. It's actually Krishna himself, but he appeared in India only 500 years ago to bestow this process of the sublime Sankirtan movement, of the easy process of chanting Hare Krishna for spiritual perfection. So Lord Chaitanya's principle is universal. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna and is engaged in the service of the Lord is accepted as being in a higher position than a person born in the family of a Brahmana. That is the original principle accepted by all Vedic literatures, especially by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The principle of Lord Chaitanya's movement in educating and elevating everyone to the exalted post of a Goswami is taught in the nectar of devotion. So this is the principle of Lord Chaitanya's movement in educating and elevating everyone to the exalted post of Goswami. So that means whoever we are, wherever we're at, this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to actually bring us to that exalted position. It may seem impossible, it may seem dreamlike or hypothetical, but that's actually what this is meant for. And that's also explained in the Nectar of Instruction, to become a perfect Goswami. That's actually possible by this process, and that's not only possible, that's our goal. So we can take that point seriously. So then the question to us, I'll continue a little later, it says, it is only for our guidance that Srila Rupa Goswami prepared his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is now presented in the form of the Nectar of Devotion. Persons engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement may take advantage of this great literature and be very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. So again, just a few sentences, but it's explaining persons engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement, and that actually means all of us, everyone who's here today, they're actually a part of this movement. They've just walked in, so now they're exposed to this. And now you can also take advantage of this great literature to be very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. This again is the goal, is that bhakti is a cultivation, it's a science. And to become very firmly situated, we require the expert guidance of the acharyas. So the question is, why should we not complete the process in this life then? If everything is given and the goal is set to become a perfect Goswami, to attain the highest position of life, become a pure devotion, become a pure devotee. All this is available right now. And the acharyas say that if that is available, one should purchase that at all costs. If bhakti is available, one should just forget everything else and purchase that. So that again is available. And it's explained that we have this opportunity now, perhaps from previous lifetimes. So we may have been performing bhakti for so many lifetimes, who knows how long. Or we could just be beginning. But to have such a valuable resource is considered extremely rare and extremely fortunate. So a few points that were mentioned, Nityananda Pran, I heard, was explaining the rather basic principles that emphasized in the preface, that everyone is actually looking for love. And everyone is looking for some experience of happiness. Prabhupada translates bhakti as devotional service, and that every service has some kind of attractive feature that drives us on and on. The example is given of a householder who may work for his family, and he's experiencing a certain kind of taste. But that taste comes and goes. So the taste of bhakti is different. The taste of bhakti is actually eternal. And bhakti ras is described, the mellow relished in the transcendental loving service of the Lord does not finish with the end of life. It continues perpetually and is therefore called amrita, that which does not die but exists eternally. This is confirmed in all Vedic literatures. And continued on, this eternal engagement in bhakti rasa can be understood by a serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Adoption of bhakti rasa or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life free from all anxieties and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. Generally, neophyte devotees are anxious to see Krishna or God, But God cannot be seen by our present materially blunt senses. The process of devotional service, as it is recommended, the nectar of devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then be uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with bhakti ras. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life, and any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti ras stage of life can be relished perpetually. So in other words, we're hearing this stark difference of the experience of happiness, the pursuit of nectar in the material life, and then what's being explained here. It's eternally existing. It's bringing this highest satisfaction to the soul. And we'll just share one more point to kind of indicate Prabhupada's emphasis as far as presenting this nectar of instruction. As far as material necessities are concerned, the human civilization at the present moment is very much advanced in living comfortably. But still, we are not happy, because we are missing the point. The material comforts of life alone are not sufficient to make us happy. The vivid example is... Does anyone know the vivid example? A lot of material comfort, but no happiness. That's right, America. The richest nation of the world, having all facilities for material comfort, is producing a class of men completely confused and frustrated in life. And that was true in 1970, it's also true now. I am appealing herewith to such confused men to learn the art of devotional service as directed in the nectar of devotion, and I am sure that the fire of material existence burning within their hearts will be immediately extinguished. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is that our dormant loving propensity has not been fulfilled, despite our great advancement in the materialistic way of life. The nectar of devotion will give us practical hints how we can live in this material world perfectly engaged in devotional service and thus fulfill all our desires in this life and the next. So that's what we would like, to fulfill all our desires in this life and the next, and that includes spiritual desires. So we might proceed a little bit to the introduction. There's a few other interesting points we can take some appreciation from. I know this was mentioned, some of these points were already mentioned, but it never hurts to review these. This is explaining actually the process of devotional service. It says it is a sort of cultivation. It is not simply inaction. For people who like to be inactive or devote their time to silent meditation, the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is different. Without activity, consciousness alone cannot help us. So these activities, those who are cultivating spiritual life and executing devotional service are always engaged in activity. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that no one can cease from action for a moment. Everyone is forced to act by the modes of nature they've acquired, even to breathe, to think, to walk. Any of these, we're all being unlimitedly propelled for action. But it's explained that those who are in spiritual life, they're also propelled by activity. There's so many spiritualists who may consider just giving up action is the way to go. Not doing anything, you won't get any bad results. But that's not the indication given. It says, activity in devotional service can be performed with the body or with the mind. Thinking, feeling, and willing are all activities of the mind. And when we will to do something, the activity comes to be manifest by the gross bodily senses. Thus, in our mental activities, we should always try to think of Krishna and plan how to please him, following in the footsteps of the great acharyas and the personal spiritual master. So the idea is that the objects our mind dwells on will actually govern the actions that result. So this may seem very basic, but it's actually very profound. We can analyze day to day or moment to moment. What our contemplations are is actually governing our whole pursuit and our desires in life. So the process of Krishna consciousness, Krishna says himself, man mana bhava madbhakto. If we fix our mind on Krishna, then actually our activities, our consciousness, our will, our desires will all be molded toward that end, toward the perfection of life. So that's what studying and reading, actually, Prabhupada's books, especially the science of devotion, will inculcate within us, and this purification will rapidly take place. So I wanted to share that this is a nice sequence we've been doing because first we've studied the Krishna book. We were emphasizing the Krishna book, pastimes of Krishna. So we have gotten a taste or a desire to learn more about Krishna. And next we're actually presenting this scientific approach of how we can take that attraction for Krishna and actually manifest it in our devotional life and see grow the fruits of actual love of God. So the chapter one is explaining that there's these six characteristics of pure devotional service. And I wanted to kind of focus, as we mentioned earlier, that pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. So he mentioned that. But what's very unique is that this is actually explained in detail how this takes place. So this is a kind of study guide. It's called Waves of Devotion. It helps kind of elucidate the points presented in the Nectar of Devotion. So it's explained that actually, how does this take place? We can appreciate, okay, you engage in bhakti. I may not be feeling the fire of material existence so much. I'm getting some bliss or some taste. But it's actually a very scientific, of course, presentation of how that happens. And it's explained in this chapter how actually the root of suffering is ignorance. We may have, some of us at the temple have heard this explained before, but it's a very enlightening presentation that we can imagine a diagram, and ignorance is actually the root cause of all of our suffering. All the suffering we may be experiencing is based actually on ignorance, ignorance of our real identity. So we can consider that at the top. And then we have this circle. And so below what's called ignorance or avidya is actually called bijam, which is a seed. So based on ignorance, based on illusion, we actually have a bijam or a seed for a sinful desire. That means because we've forgotten who we are, we have a desire to gratify our senses or to serve our body. And that is actually contrary to the principles of devotional service. As pure devotees, internally, the only function is to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. But based on ignorance, we get a desire apart from that. So that's called the bijam. That's actually a seed. And from that bijam, you can imagine going in a clockwise direction for me. The next result of that sinful desire is actually a papam, a sinful activity. It's because our mind is meditating, whatever the object we meditate on will manifest. What results is actually that desire becomes manifest in the sinful activity. So then when that actual sinful activity is performed, there's different results. There's karmic reactions for that, which further perpetuate us in that cycle. And those are the two karmic reactions we get, the manifested and the unmanifested, parabdha and aparabdha. So you may immediately get, the example I could think of was like, you could say intoxication. There's a big problem with this in the Western world. So much, go out for a night and just get wasted. This is considered, this is some type of enjoyment or to intoxicate oneself. So you could consider that there's going to be reactions from that. You may have an immediate reaction, which is you feel miserable, or perhaps you throw up. This is all part of the program. So that's the immediate. But there's also the unmanifested, or the aparabdha. And so those are also further explained. So that will result in a sinful proclivity, which is called the kuta. And that means that that desire to perform that same act will actually arise again in the heart. And therefore, that will keep us locked in this cycle. And so then from that kuta, or that proclivity, again, it forces us to have another sinful desire. So that's like a vicious cycle that's actually continuing on. And this is a little more technical information of how that suffering is manifest. It's one thing to just accept it, but when we actually study the science of it, it sheds a lot more light and we can actually begin to understand what is the target, actually, how can we get free from that cycle? So it's explained that one of the qualities of devotional service is that it gives one relief from this process. So there's a very nice phrase given in this Waves of Devotion that is explaining the conclusion of this process of that only devotional service actually has the potency to completely eradicate these sources of suffering. This is the conclusion. Devotional service eradicates sinful reactions, nullifies sinful desires, counteracts material proclivities, and most importantly, uproots ignorance. Therefore, it is the only efficient and effective way to achieve permanent relief from all suffering. In other words, there's no other thing in this whole world that can actually completely eradicate all sources of misery for the living entities. And we'll see how this actually ties into the characteristics of devotion, how that is actually all auspicious. It's one of the qualities of being all auspicious. So this is a very remarkable cycle that if we understand more, it actually gives very strong impetus to our practice. Jai Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Gaunitai Jagannath Baladev Sibaji Maharani Ki Jai. Are we supposed to end at 6:30? Okay, we'll just finish up with a few minutes. You all have been very patient. The six characteristics we explain: relief from material desires, the beginning of all auspiciousness. It automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. It is rarely achieved. Those who experience it actually derive the concept of liberation, and it's the only way to attract Krishna. So on the point of all auspicious, there's four characteristics or requirements given for something to be all auspicious. We like the sound of that, but actually it has to benefit everyone, it would have to attract everyone, it would have to produce good qualities, and actually it would have to bestow superior happiness. So we can consider examples. There's many things in this world that are meant to benefit everyone. Humanitarian projects, food relief, these are meant to, but is that actually giving benefit to everyone? No, we can't say that it is. Or attract everyone. There's many things that are meant to attract us. But is there something that actually attracts everyone, every soul? You may think of a beautiful person. Maybe they're attracted, but they are attracting every single soul. What about those in an animal body? So we can't come up with anything that's actually attracting everyone. Something that produces good qualities. We may have the example of becoming very advanced in learning or higher education. Becoming very competent in our field of work. But those are actually not very exalted qualities because it's not spiritual, it's not related to our heart. And bestowing superior happiness. What is there that can bestow happiness? It's explained there's three things: sense gratification, the happiness of liberation or Brahman realization, and actually from devotional service. So that devotional service is a superior form. So if something is all auspicious, that means it meets those four requirements. So here it's explained, something cannot be all auspicious without meeting four criteria. It must benefit everyone, attract everyone, produce good qualities, and bestow superior happiness. Devotional service meets all four of these criteria. No other practice can make this claim. So again, we see no other practice can actually relieve us from all suffering, and no other practice can actually be considered auspicious or all auspicious in the ultimate sense of the term. So I'll just try to briefly share a few other glorifications of this book because we are out of time. But the second chapter is explaining the different distinctions of sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, how we can actually monitor our progress in devotional life to help us ensure meeting the desired result. The qualifications are given. There's a definition of sadhana bhakti, actually. How do we know what we're practicing? In other words, how do we know what the goal of our practice or of our life is? There's very clear explanations of that. And the distinction between vaidhi-regulated bhakti and spontaneous bhakti, how does one move from regulated bhakti to spontaneous devotion? It's actually explained how that can happen. And that's very critical for us to know. It's explained without knowing the ultimate reason, without performing our devotional service in the sadhana stage with a longing for the higher stages, then it will not have the desired effect. We can simply go through the motions, do the mechanics, come in, do our rituals, in whatever stage we're at. But unless we're performing that with actual longing or desire for the higher stages of devotion, we have to know what those are, first of all. Then we won't be able to get there. So these are the subtleties that are actually very important to understand, but without this kind of in-depth approach, we would never be aware. So there's many other chapters, as we explained, how to discharge. There's 64 items. There's different evidences, how to avoid offenses, techniques of hearing and chanting, and the five most potent forms of devotional service are explained. That's, of course, part of our programs here at the temple. If you come to the temple, you'll see we're engaged. That's Prabhupada's main emphasis, is that we're engaged in those, actually, simply by coming to the temple. So I think many of you know what they are. If you don't, you'll have to pick up a copy and find out what those are and how you can benefit. And then other chapters explaining the advanced levels of devotion. So we are out of time, but in summary, that's only the first section of this book. So that's just the sample. And the other three sections are explaining very amazing details about Krishna's personality, Krishna's interaction with his devotees. And I really wanted to kind of get into those. That was actually going to be kind of supposed to be kind of the main point, but I didn't get there. I lost track of time because I'm not so experienced in giving class. But that's a sample, and I'll just conclude with one point here from the preface. The nectar of devotion is specifically presented for persons who are now engaged in the Krishna conscious movement. And guess what? That's all of you. You're now engaged. You've come to the temple for the first time, perhaps. Perhaps you've been coming. So now the door is open. You're familiar with what's going on here. So in one sense, you're a part of it. You can't forget what you've learned here. So this is specifically presented for all of you. And Prabhupada is very grateful that he had the opportunity to share this. And now everyone needs to go get this book, which we have outside. So you can add this one to your collection. And we can continue to explore the great science of devotion individually and collectively when we come here. So everyone can pick up your copy up there. That's just a very low price for this amazing treasure of knowledge. I'm very sorry for going over time. And if the presentation was a little dull, I was just trying to emphasize a few points I found helpful. And thank you all for your patience. We don't have time for questions. Which actually I was kind of hoping, because I don't think I could answer too many of your questions. But please pick up a copy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Oh Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.